The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Aura one day in the Middle East. You know what they did? They burned her house down, nearly killing her and her four daughters, the youngest of which, about 4 years of age, maimed for life with very serious burns. You know what her crime is? Two things. Number one, she's a born-again believer. And number two, she was caught educating her daughters beyond the age of eight. In that part of the world, in that system, that is a very serious violation. But this woman did not grow bitter. She's grown bold from all of that, and she's led nearly 40 women to faith in Christ. All these former radicals, they follow Jesus together, but they need Bibles there in the Middle East.
$5 sends a Bible, $50 sends 10. Help us send God's Word. Just call 800-YES-WORD, 800-YES-WORD, or click on the Bible League banner at singingnews.com.
The views and opinions of this show and program are not the views and opinions of this station, its management, or its clientele.
Hey, Mom and Dad, you want to teach your child biblical values that will last a lifetime? Why don't you check out the best-selling Adventure Bible? It's the number one Bible for kids, allowing them to take an exciting journey through each chapter with full-color illustrations, memory verses, hands-on activities, and more. The Adventure Bible is now available in four translations. It's the perfect Bible to encourage your children to stay in Scripture. Do you know at AdventureBible.com you'll find over 700 free games, activities, teaching resources, and more? Visit AdventureBible.com today.
The Baxters have a new first book. From number one New York Times best-selling novelist Karen Kingsbury, author of life-changing fiction, comes The Baxters, a prequel, the heart-pounding story of Carrie Baxter's wedding. Amidst family tension and the worst storm Bloomington, Indiana has seen in a decade, The Baxters, by America's favorite inspirational storyteller, Karen Kingsbury. Visit KarenKingsbury.com for more information. The Baxters, available now wherever books are sold.
Hey, hon, what you doing with your phone? Taking pictures?
No, I'm asking it questions.
Like what?
Hey, Bobo, do flowers have best friends?
I'm sorry. I'm afraid I don't know that.
Hey, follow me. I want to show you something. Look, flowers do have best friends.
Whoa.
Some answers can only be found in nature. Discover the unsearchable. Visit discovertheforest.org to find a trail near you. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
The kingdom of God is living in me and in you. The kingdom of God.
Hello, you're listening to Singled Out with Gabrielle Denise.
Hola, everyone. Welcome to Singled Out, the show where we tell stories that matter and highlight youth doing amazing things in the community. My name is Gabrielle Denise, and we have an amazing show today, so make sure that you stay until the end. So today we're going to have my friend and cousin on the show to talk about how music and makeup have impacted the community in her life. But before we go to her, we're going to have our moment of inspiration. The moment of inspiration is a 30-second to 2-minute segment where people share what God has put on their heart. Today's moment of inspiration is sponsored by yours truly, Gabrielle Denise, and my book, Since When Did Single Mean Sad?
The other day, I was driving and I saw a horrific sight. There on the road between the two double yellow lines was a dead animal. For your stomach, I will spare you the details. I drove around the animal, but as I drove, a thought came to my mind. Before God came and saved us, we were like that roadkill. We were dead in our sins, run over by life, and too far gone to be put back together again. But But when we accepted Jesus into our hearts, he began the process of resurrecting and recreating us. He created in us a clean heart, just like Psalm 51 said, "Create in me a clean heart, O Lord, and renew a spirit within me." He picked us up off the ground and called us his. The problem is that sometimes we get so excited about our new lives that we forgot that without God, we are still that roadkill, dead and stinking. I want to challenge you to make a list of who you would be without God and another list of who you are with God and compare them. You might be surprised about what you may find. If you own a copy of Since When Did Single Mean Sad, visit pages 54 and 74 for in-depth advice on how to deal with the past and heal from hurt. That was your moment.
All right. So if you liked our moment of inspiration, you can sponsor one yourself. If you're interested, you can call the number 678-842-3008, or you can go online to my website at positivelygabriellewrites.com/contact and submit a contact form. We're going to go on a short commercial break, and when we come back, we're going to have my cousin Hannah in the studio with us. So stay tuned.
Join me, Gabrielle Denise, every Thursday at 10:30 a.m. for Singled Out, a fresh new take on Christianity from the perspective of youth. Witness testimonies that matter and inspire the next generation. I'll see you there.
Hank Arnold here from Cowie de Force. Cowie de Force is Noonan's own addiction recovery support center. We exist to provide recovery support services for individuals and family members who have been impacted by addiction. Our services are no cost, and all of our information is available on our website at www.cowiedeforce.org or follow us on Facebook.
Want to give back to your community in a meaningful way? Cares for Kids is a Keller Williams Realty founded charity in which 100% of money raised goes directly to children in need in our area. Cares for Kids helps fund local organizations like Angel's House, Cowita Casa, Elevate, and more. Help Cares for Kids reach their mission of serving 1 million children. Call 678-634-9770 today to learn more on how to be involved, or text K4K Noonan to 44321 to donate.
In the market for either buying or selling your home, City First Mortgage Service, LLC, is the first place for all your needs. Branch manager John P. Lewis and his staff can serve you with a smile and professional courtesy. Serving Georgia, Alabama, Florida. 770-598-0860. John P. Lewis, City First Mortgage Service, LLC. We place you first.
First, they said cigarettes were safe. We know how that turned out. Now, they say they didn't market e-cigarettes to teens. Fact, more than 1 in 4 high school students are vaping, and 80% say their first e-cigarette was flavored. Vaping is harmful to developing brains. The reason we think vaping is safe? Marketing. Same lies, different day. Tell Big Vape to quit lying.
Welcome back to Singled Out. My name is Gabrielle Denise, and here in the studio we have my cousin and my friend Hannah, who is an opera singer, a Mary Kay consultant, and a talented Christian singer. Hi, Hannah. Welcome to the show.
Hi. Thank you so much for having me.
Yeah, it's amazing to have you on the show. So I'm going to start in on my questions now. So my first question is, I know you're a Mary Kay consultant. How do you think that looking presentable on the outside affects how we shine our light to others?
Okay, so first I want to say, for those who aren't familiar with Mary Kay, we are a makeup and skincare company in the beauty industry, and we're actually a Christian company, so our values are God first, family second, and career third. So, but to get to your question, what I always teach in my skincare classes is that it doesn't, obviously, the most important thing is what's on the inside, not what's on the outside and the beauty of your heart. But you can read throughout scripture, and we know that what is in us comes out in one form or the other.
Right.
And so that also reflects in how we carry ourselves and how we take care of ourselves. And I believe that it's really important that we be a good steward of the bodies that God gives us by taking care of ourselves. And in 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 19, it also talks about how our bodies are temples of Holy Spirit. Mm-hmm. And so for that reason, I think it's really important that we take care of our body as such. And also, when you take care of yourself on the outside, it really also does help you boost your confidence on the inside. So that was really important for me in going on this journey with Mary Kay, was my own personal confidence, and not in a vain way, but some people, like, they don't feel their worth, I don't know, sharing their light or worth, even just taking care of themselves, like, oh, that's that person, but not me,
right?
Because I'm just a plain Jane kind of person. But I think that it takes courage to shine your light and to be yourself, and so taking care of yourself on the outside helps with that.
Right.
Because when I started, I was so shy and so insecure, but I didn't even know how to put on mascara. But as I began, like, how to take care of my skin and know how to do my makeup and things, I felt myself growing in confidence.
Right, yeah.
And people notice. Like, people notice when you carry yourself differently and they treat you differently. And there should be a difference with how we take care of ourselves as believers. Like, we should look different, not just, like, skincare and stuff, but especially for ladies, how we dress.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And, yeah, your appearance should be one that pleases the Lord. And I even had a mentor say, like, oh, you want to get your hair cut? Well, why don't you pray about it?
Right, exactly. I love that.
We want to honor God in everything.
Right. Yeah, I love what you said, because it is so important. And I find for me, like, dressing up is a big part of how I feel. So, like, if I came out in pajamas and I had my hair all undone and I went to the store, I'm not going to feel the same as if I had, like, put myself together, put some effort in. So I definitely feel like confidence is directly related to, like, you know, how we put ourselves together, whatever that means for each person, you know?
Mm-hmm. That definitely shows what's on the inside.
Yeah, for sure. So my second question is, I know you do sing and you have a really beautiful voice. So how do you think that singing in your church and the public has, like, impacted the community?
Well, my philosophy of singing in general is that singing is a gift, because it's the only instrument that you can't touch. Like, you can touch a piano, you can touch a guitar, but the instrument is you, and it comes from you, so it's very vulnerable, and so just anybody who sings, when people sing, it's such a gift. Like, I am so blessed when I hear others sing, and I am blessed when I get to sing, and so just the act of singing, I think, is a blessing to those who hear it. And also, I love getting to sing in church, and also I'm a music teacher, so I was
doing
elementary music this year, and teaching kids to sing to glorify God, really. Like, helping others glorify God is such an honor and a blessing, because I just love worship, because it takes your eyes off of your own circumstances.
Yeah, that's so true.
And it forces you, really, to look up at the Lord and to marvel at his glory no matter what's happening in life. And worship is definitely my go-to.
Me too.
For when I'm feeling mm-hmm. down. And so I love that I can help lift other people's spirits in the community and point them to God. And I do sing in operas and things like that that
right.
aren't necessarily worship.
Mm-hmm.
But I use every opportunity that I sing to honor the Lord and to glorify Him, even if they don't specifically know. But I do pray that I can bless other people and touch their lives through my singing.
Right, yeah. And I do love that. Like, I've never heard anybody talk about how the voice is the only instrument that you can't touch. I didn't even think about it like that, but that mm-hmm. is so true. And I'm a singer, too, so, like, I totally understand how that feels. Like, I've sang in different things. Like, I sang at school, sang at church. But I feel like singing in worship is just such a amazing, amazing experience for sure.
Yeah.
All right, and my last question is, do you think it's important that Christian youth have spaces that are tailored just for them?
Yes, so I have, like, two parts. So, yes, and then kind of no, but I'll
okay.
explain. So, it's so important that we have community as Christians because
it is, right.
even Jesus had close friends, the mm-hmm. disciples. And so we need it too. Like, even Jesus wasn't exempt from that. We can't live this life on our own. I like the imagery of a silo. Like, if you are a silo, you're all by yourself. And when life hits you, there's no one who can help you.
Right.
But when you have people around you, they can really help lock arms and walk with you through the high points, which are really really important, like, to have people who will celebrate you, but then have people lift you up when you're down.
Right, exactly.
And I believe having community with other believers and having those spaces for us is not just important, but it's something that God calls us to as believers.
Yeah.
I think of Hebrews 10:25, which tells us, it says, let us not neglect our meeting together, as some people do, but encourage one another, especially now that the day of his return is drawing near. So we really need to focus on being intentional about not just, like, having those spaces, but seeking them out.
Right.
Think
exactly.
about when I was in college, and I intentionally sought out Christian groups, like, right away. I didn't wait even before I moved to mm-hmm. Orlando, where my college was. I knew where I was going to go to church. I was looking into Christian groups that I wanted to check out, and I got involved right away.
I wish I had did that.
I don't think a lot of college students do that.
Mm-hmm.
And it's so important, because we know the enemy is strategic in our downfall and
yes.
trying to keep us apart from Christ. And so we have to be strategic too. Part of that is being in those spaces, like you said. So I think that's really important. But on the flip side, I would say that when we are looking for these groups, because what I found in young people groups is
right.
you have to make sure that they're true to God's word.
Mm-hmm.
So, for example, I was the chaplain of a Christian sorority on my campus, and the sorority itself, like the organization, was biblically sound.
Mm-hmm.
But the girls who were in it
weren't.
Not so. They were living double lives. So you kind of have to watch out for that, because you find a lot of that
yeah.
with young people. And you will have to think about, okay, is this group of people who I want to be like? For example, I have convictions that, you know, I want to get married while I'm young. And
right.
have kids.
Mm-hmm.
But if you're in a group, if those are like some, if that's something that you want in your life, but everybody in the group is just like, take
no.
your time, get married when they're 30, they're not thinking about kids, like, that might not be a group for you, to be honest.
Yeah, I totally understand that.
I mean, it's kind of an interesting thing, but, and then I would say, to me personally, I prefer groups that are obviously for Christians, but are multi-generational. Or,
right.
Mm-hmm. I'm not sure if I'm saying that right.
Yeah, that's
but
right.
Groups that have more age groups.
Mm-hmm.
Because I found that sometimes younger people can be really more selfish.
Uh-huh.
And so they might not be as committed to you. It's easy to fall into those feel-good groups that only
right.
tell you what you want to hear.
Mm-hmm.
But having those blended groups where you can be mentored by the older women, and you might find more growth in a group like that because you're getting the wisdom and experience from the older women.
Yeah.
Or, you know, if you're
mm-hmm.
a man, older men. And in Titus chapter 2, it actually talks about how the older women and men should be mentoring and encouraging the younger generations to walk in the Lord. So
right.
I highly encourage anybody, I encourage everybody to find a group. Like, it's great to have peers that
exactly.
you can walk with
mm-hmm.
and all of that in those tailored spaces, like you said. But for everybody who doesn't have an older mentor, to really pray and ask the Lord for one, because that's what I did.
Me too.
And mm-hmm. that person, like, she's always there for me. We pray for each other. She encourages me in my walk. She challenges me. And it's really, really good to have that also as a part of your life.
Right. Okay, yeah, I love that answer. I think both sides are really valid, because for me, I definitely have found the same thing, where sometimes you go to these groups that are just for youth your age, and then they end up turning into something else completely. So you have to be so careful.
And, you just have to be cautious, but there are good groups out there.
Right, there are. Well, thank you so much. I loved your answers. They were so great. Would you mind just telling the audience how they could connect with you?
Oh, yeah. Well, I mean, you can find me on Instagram at @IamHannahGrace. And that's really about it.
Okay, great.
I mean, if you want to go to my website, but I prefer to, like, meet you and talk to you. And
right, exactly.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, thank you so much for being on the show today. It was a great show, and I think it was very inspiring. We're going to go on one last short commercial break, and then when we come back, we're going to do the segment called The Song of the Week. So thank you so much.
Tune in each Sunday morning right here on WQEE 99.1 FM for The Key for Help from a High with Bishop Daniel Hardaway Sr. of Redemptive Life Worship Center at 9 a.m. Hear the Word of God and soak it in. You can join us for our live Sunday service at 10 o'clock a.m. till 12:30 p.m. at Redemptive Life Worship Center at 2265 Highway 54 in Marlin, Georgia. Have a blessed week.
In the market for either buying or selling your home, City First Mortgage Service, LLC, is the first place for all your needs. Branch Manager John P. Lewis and his staff can serve you with a smile and professional courtesy. Serving Georgia, Alabama, Florida, 770-598-0860. John P. Lewis, City First Mortgage Service, LLC. We place you first.
Hey, Mom and Dad, you want to teach your child biblical values that will last a lifetime? Why don't you check out the best-selling Adventure Bible? It's the number one Bible for kids, allowing them to take an exciting journey through each chapter with full-color illustrations, memory verses, hands-on activities, and more. The Adventure Bible is now available in 4 translations. It's the perfect Bible to encourage your children to stay in Scripture. Do you know at AdventureBible.com you'll find over 700 free games, activities, teaching resources, and more. Visit AdventureBible.com today.
In 50 feet, turn left. Why are you driving so slowly?
After a few drinks, I'm taking it slow.
Well, you're not fooling the cop behind you.
What?
Get ready to pay in 0.1 miles.
Getting pulled over for buzz driving could cost you around $10,000 in fines, legal fees, and increased insurance rates. Nothing kills a buzz like getting pulled over for buzz driving, because buzz driving is drunk driving. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Hello, everyone. Welcome back to Singled Out. My name is Gabrielle Denise. We've had an amazing show today. If you missed the show, then you can go onto my Instagram page at singledout.underscore, and on that page, you'll find the live replay, and then also it will be posted on YouTube. So right now, we're going to get into the Song of the Week. The Song of the Week is basically just a segment that we do where I share a song that I think you guys should listen to break the stigma that all Christian music sounds the same. So today's Song of the Week is by a guy called Out Music, and the song is called Say So. So I said, Say So is a chill, upbeat jam by songwriter and multi-instrumentalist Samuel Nwakachukwu. The song has a hopeful vibe to it and reminds Christians that God has the final say in all situations. Thank you guys so much for listening to Singled Out, and make sure you tune in next Thursday at 10:30 a.m. for another amazing show. And without further ado, here is Say So.
Everybody's telling me it's done. Feeling like I'm about to throw in the towel. Face the fight or turn away and run. Then I remembered that you are always for me. If you've said it once, I've heard it twice. I can always trust you with my life. With eyes of faith, I still believe, yeah. That it's not over till you say so, till you say so. It's not finished till you say so, till you say so, yeah. You have the final say over every circumstance. Purpose for me will come to pass. Lord, you have perfectly orchestrated such a wonderful plan for me. So why should I doubt you now? You've shown me from time that if you said it once, then I've heard it twice. I can always trust you with my life. With eyes of faith, I still believe, oh, oh, that it's not over till you say so, till you say so, it's not finished till you say so, till you say so, it's not over till you say. It's not finished till you say so, till you say so, yeah.
That was today's episode of Singled Out. If you enjoyed this episode, make sure that you follow us on Instagram at singleout.underscore, where we share more stories that matter and quotes for the rest of your week. Also, make sure you visit www.positivelygabriellerice.com for more information about what is going on in this awesome community. I'll see you next week.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly, but then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.